president has dissolved the parliament to pave the way for the reconstitution of the parliament as it came in the revitalized agreement on a solution of conflict that was signed on September 12, 2018, in order for the parliament to comprise of 550 members, drawn from all the parties that signed the agreement, starting from the SPLM-IG, SPLM-IO, and the SAWA, as well as the OPP. So these are the components of the parliament. We are going now to be reconstituted, and the parliament will be appointed accordingly.
Where are we in terms of possible elections in South Sudan?
As we have seen, James Bati, the revitalized peace agreement is behind schedule, simply because the metric that was drawn in 2018 might not have been appropriately followed because of the challenges that are facing the implementation of the revitalized peace agreement on a solution of conflict. So we are running behind, which may require the parties to sit any time to decide what they should do, whether they will be going for the election as is scheduled, or they will postpone it to 2023. Because if they are to go for 2022, the 2022 is only 7 months away from now, as I speak with you. And 7 months are not enough to conduct the census and to draw the constituencies that people will be going to contest the election. So these are the challenges that are facing the agreement. So I cannot definitely tell you about when the election would be conducted.
The last time you and I, we spoke, we talked about also implementation on the unified South Sudan military.
Yes.
Where are we on that?
That's why I'm saying the challenges I see enormous. I told you last time that as we are still undergoing armed embargo, it will make it difficult for the revitalized national unity government to graduate the unified forces because they don't have guns. The training is still also ongoing, like national security has just taken the unified national security forces to the training, which is undergoing now. It might take months or several weeks before you complete unifying the national security forces. The national army forces are also, some of them are still also under threat. And the question has come whether we will be having guns to graduate them. If they don't have guns, we will look for a new name.
Was all this delay a deliberate attempt? Or, I mean, some people may argue that this was deliberate on the part of your government, the president, just to delay the process so as to remain in power.
No. The blame actually should be directed to the international community who want us to walk, but they are actually putting their hand on our legs. We cannot move because we are being tied down. This is the problem. If we are allowed to move, then why imposing the armed embargo? And the agreement stipulates that the national army has to be drawn from all the parties and must be inclusively trained in order to take over the security sector in the country. So it is like you are telling the person to walk and you are tying his or her feet down.
It's always very nice to talk with you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.